everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want your English to improve. My name is Rebecca. As children, sometimes it can be very difficult to obey our parents, right? Sometimes we think we know better than our parents, or we feel like we should be independent and make our own decisions. Well, today, we are going to learn about three little hares and how they feel about obeying their parents. Today's lesson is called The Three Hares. And the question I have for you is, what was Father Hare's piece of advice to his children? What was Father Hare's piece of advice to his children? Friends, open up your magazines and let's begin. Come on!
The Three Hares. Listen to your parents' warnings. Mother Hare's three children were almost a month old. They lived with their parents in a deep, narrow hole. Children, said Mother Hare, it's time for you to be on your own. Listen carefully to what Father has to say. Father Hare said, when you leave, build a nest like ours. Dig yourself a run that is deep and narrow like ours. A deep hole with twists and turns will keep you safe from enemies.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 run 这个名词。Run 在这里是指动物的巢或窝，例如 The babies are resting in their run while the mother rabbit is searching for food. 当兔妈妈忙着找食物的时候，这些兔宝宝还在窝里面休息。Run 也指饲养动物的场地，让动物可以活动。例如 The family has a chicken run on their ranch. 这家人在自己的农庄有养鸡场。或者是 The boy built a wooden outdoor run for his hamster.这个小男孩用木头帮仓鼠做了一个放在户外的笼子。继续我们看的是 twist 这个名词。twist 在这里是指曲折或弯弯曲曲。例如 this route is full of bends and twists, so drive with caution. 这条路有许多弯曲跟弯路，所以驾驶的时候要小心。或者是 Richard almost lost control of the car on a sharp twist in the road.Richard 通过一个急弯的时候车子差点失控。我们也学过 twist 可以指改变或转折。例如 a twist of fate parted the couple soon after they reunited. 命运的曲折让这对重逢的情侣又再次分开。
The three little hares. It sounds like the three little pigs.
Do you know this? I know.
You know that story of the three little pigs?
Who does not know that story? Mm-hmm. I have seen so many people perform that, here in Taiwan. Yeah, the three little pigs is the more common story. Maybe you thought of the same thing, friends. And our story is, I guess it's a little similar to the three little pigs too.
Yes, it does have some similarities, but then it's a little different because in our story we have hares and not pigs.
Yeah, and I think there's a different result.
Yes, there's definitely a very big different result, as you will find later on. Now, a hare is just a type of rabbit, right?
Well, they're different creatures.Actually, they're a little bit bigger than rabbits. However, you mentioned rabbits. And so can we see a picture of three cute rabbits?
Oh, three cute little rabbits. Actually, have you ever had a rabbit? We used to own a rabbit. Have you?
They poop all over the place.
Right. We didn't keep our rabbits very long.
Yeah. I mean, they're cute. They're really cute. Especially, I actually really like big rabbits, like the ones that are maybe as big as a cat.
Oh, right. Well, you know, you can actually train your rabbits to use a litter box.
Oh.
That's interesting. We never did that. These are just a lot of facts about rabbits and hares, but
Interesting.
It's time for us to get into our lesson, right?
Yeah, no, but I actually enjoy learning those kind of facts, too.
Yeah, check it out.
Okay, so you can train a rabbit to use a litter box. Friends, if you have a rabbit, maybe you should try that.
Well, the lesson does start out by saying, listen to your parents' warnings. So if your parents warn you about something, rather than just ignoring what your parents say, it would be really good for you to actually listen to their warnings.
And if you listen to someone's warnings or listen to what they're trying to tell you, maybe they're trying to help you in some way, sometimes we use the word heed.
Right. And if you heed to someone's warnings, you are paying attention.
So that's exactly what we would say. We would say, you should heed his warnings. Or you know, my friend Josh, his dad always told him, because they love hiking, and his dad said, you know, you should never go hiking next to a river if it's raining, because maybe the rain will cause the river to flood, right? And it might be pretty dangerous. And so Josh tried to heed his father's warning.
Good example. Well, let's go ahead and meet these hares. Mother Hare's three children were almost a month old. Hold on for just a moment. These little hares were only a month old. So small.
Yeah, really small. However, I was reading about hares, and they're a little bit different from rabbits. You see, rabbits are born blind, and so they can't be independent as quickly as hares can. Hares, on the other hand, they actually do develop a kind of independence very early on in life.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, these hares lived with their parents in a deep, narrow hole. Do you think that deep, narrow hole is kind of like a burrow?
I think it probably is a burrow.
Yes. Well, it is a burrow. A burrow is a hole in the ground that's dug by an animal.
Yeah, and it's usually something like a rabbit or a mole. What other animals can you think of that dig their home inside of the ground? Usually it's not just a little hole or pocket to sit in. Often it has some twists and turns, and it goes kind of deep. That's a burrow.
So we could say that these three hares lived in a burrow with their parents. Children, said Mother Hare, it's time for you to be on your own. Okay, let's pause for just a moment, and let's talk about that phrase, on one's own. This just means that you become independent, and you separate from your mom and dad.
Yeah, and I think that's a positive way to use this phrase, right? Okay, you're on your own now. You've learned everything you need to. Now try to do it for yourself. You're on your own. Sometimes people use this phrase when maybe they feel lonely, in some way, just like that song from Les Mis, on my own, pretending he's beside me. So there are different meanings to this phrase.
That's right. So Mother Hare was telling her children that it's time for her kids to be on their own. She says, listen carefully to what Father has to say. And what kind of advice does Father give his children?
Yeah, what kind of advice should they heed? Well, Father Hare said, when you leave, build a nest like ours. Dig yourself a run that is deep and narrow like ours. So a run here in this sentence is similar to the meaning of burrow, something underground, and it has a little distance to it.
And that is the answer to the question I had asked earlier. What was Father Hare's piece of advice to his children?
And Rebecca, you're always asking questions. And of course, the answer is, dig yourself a run that is deep and narrow like ours. Of course, build a nest like ours. And he continues, a deep hole with twists and turns will keep you safe from enemies.
That's right. Well, this is getting really interesting. I wonder if these children will heed their father's advice. Well, we're going to find out later, but right now it's time to go to the
InfoCloud.
Hello, and welcome to InfoCloud. Carolyn, do you have any plans for the weekend?
I've been really busy this month, so I think I'm just going to hole up at home and relax.
Now, Carolyn just used a great expression that can mean either to take shelter or to hide somewhere.
That's right. The expression relates to an action that certain animals will do. They dig holes for protection or shelter.
But we can also use this the way Carolyn did, which means that she's going to stay at home to rest and relax.
We can also use this to describe seeking shelter someplace. It's really rainy, so I am just going to hole up here at the library until the storm passes.
Sometimes we can also use this expression to mean to hide from something, especially if it deals with law enforcement.
This is especially true if the person trying to hide finds someplace out of the way, like a cabin in the woods or a friend in another area.
这几年的流行语是宅在家里, 英文可以用hole up这个动词片语来表达类似的意思。 I just want to hole up at home and relax. 我只想把自己关在或躲在家里放松一下。为什么要用hole up呢? 因为很多动物的窝,像是兔子, 就是一个小洞穴,躲在里面既温暖又安全。 而hole up就是让你自己完全被这个洞穴包起来。另外,当我们想要找一个暂时的避风港的时候, 我们也可以用hole up。例如, I'm going to hole up at the library until the rain stops. 我要躲在图书馆等雨停。这就是今天的Info Cloud,我们下次继续关键。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Well, in this first section, we've met three little hares, and of course, mother hare and father hare. These baby hares are only just about a month old, but it's already time for them to live out on their own. And Father Hare gave them a very important piece of advice. Now, how do you think the first hare is going to respond? Let's find out now.
The Three Hares. The first little hare did not want to listen. I will not be stuck deep in the ground, he thought. I will build a house near the woods. It will be above ground where I can have light and fresh air. He collected sticks, leaves, bushes, and grass and heaped them all together to make a home. The little hare was hungry, so he went to the meadow to look for food. Someone else was also in the meadow, a hungry fox. Come here, said the fox. Let's have dinner together. You will be dinner.
Okay, 接下来我们看 I will not be stuck deep in the ground 里面的 stuck 这个形容词 stuck 原本是 stick 是固定的这个动词的过去分词 当形容词是指 困住的,被限制住的,或者是无法动弹的。例如, one of my heels got stuck in the sewer lid. 我的高跟鞋的鞋跟卡在下水道的盖子上。或者是, Irene felt stuck in her job, so she decided to become a freelancer. Irene觉得被工作困住了,所以她决定成为一个自由工作者。最后我们看的是 heap,这个动词。 heap是指把东西凌乱地堆积起来,或者堆成一堆。 例如, Mike heaped the fallen leaves in the corner of his backyard. Mike 把落叶堆在后院的一个角落。或者是 Dean heaped his plate with cookies and cupcakes. Dean 在他的盘子上堆满了饼干跟杯子蛋糕。Heap 也是凌乱的一堆。例如, Charlie's study is covered in heaps of books and magazines. Charlie 的书房充满了一堆堆凌乱的书本跟杂志。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, we read, the first little hare did not want to listen. So he did not heed his father's advice. He says, I will not be stuck deep in the ground, he thought. I will build a house near the woods. It will be above ground, where I can have light and fresh air.
Okay.So he wants to do something a little bit differently. You know, maybe he has a mind of his own.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to do something above ground.
Now, if something is above ground, that just means that it's above the surface of the earth.
Right. So, for example, my house is above ground. Now, some people live in a place where they have a basement, right? So most of their house is above ground, but part of their house is...underground.
Are you talking about my house, Gabe?
Hey, you have a basement.
Yes, we have a basement.
That's a nice basement.
It's a very nice basement, except in the summer. It gets very hot in the basement. Yes. So, like, my room is above ground, but then the basement is underground. And if something is below the surface of the earth, we would say that it's underground.
And often people, will say to go to an underground place if something terrible happens above ground, right? Like if there's a terrible storm, like a tornado, you need to go somewhere underground, like perhaps in a basement. And of course, there are some animals who have their homes. They build their homes underground.
That's right. And that was definitely the father's advice. His advice to his children was to build a home underground.But the children, well, this child, the first hare, didn't want a house underground. He wanted his house above ground, where he can have light and fresh air. Let's talk about the words fresh air. This is just air that's clean, that feels fresh, that makes you feel good.
Yeah.
And I usually think of the mountains when I think of fresh air.
Yeah, I usually think of getting away from the city.When I think of fresh air, I'm the same with you, Rebecca. You have to get out. You have to go to the mountains, go to the countryside, somewhere away from all the pollution if you want really fresh air. But sometimes we just use this phrase, when we say we need to get out of a stuffy place, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I need some fresh air. Let's go for a hike.
Ah, I would love to go for a hike. I haven't been hiking in a long time.
Well, you need to get out and get some fresh air.
I probably could use that fresh air, that's for sure. Well, anyway, we read, he collected sticks, leaves, bushes, and grass, and heaped them all together to make a home.
This kind of reminds me, I think it was the first little pig?Or the second little pig, the one who made their house of straw?
Oh, yeah.
Or hay?
And we know what happened to that little pig.
Yeah, the wolf came and huffed and puffed and blew his house down.
So do you think a wolf is going to appear in this story?
Hey, that's a good question. Is there a wolf in the story? Or, something else. Similar.
Ooh.
It's kind of similar to a wolf, right?
Right. And we're going to find out what that creature is soon. But we read, the little hare was hungry.So he went to the meadow to look for food. Now, what is a meadow? A meadow is just a field with grass, and often you'll find flowers there, wild flowers.
Yeah, sure. It's like a big field, so you can go out, you know, if you wanted to get some fresh air, you can go and play in the meadow or walk through the meadow. Sometimes, we talk about a meadow that has tiny little hills. Maybe we would say it's a rolling meadow.
Right.Someone else was also in the meadow. It wasn't a wolf, friends. Our lesson says, a hungry fox.
Ring, ding, 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 ding. That's what the fox says.
Oh.
But this is a picture of a fox, and I think they're quite beautiful creatures.
I do, too.
It would be fun to have a fox for a pet.
I think they're really cute. Mm-hmm. Beautiful and cute. Well, the fox says, come here.Let's have dinner together. You will be dinner. How would you like someone to say that to you? Let's have dinner together. You are the dinner.
Yeah, it sounds like a line from Silence of the Lambs or something. Yeah, I think that's kind of what Fox is intending here, is that he's going to to maybe eat the hare?
Do you think the hare's going to escape?
I don't know. I guess we're going to have to find out in the next part of the lesson.
Oh, the poor little hare.
Yeah, we'll find out later, friends. Don't go there now. Don't cheat.
No cheating.
Save that part for next time. Right now it's time for the
SC Challenge.
Yes.
Hey, everyone. It's time for the SC Challenge. And once again, let's meet our two contestants. They might look a little familiar. Let's meet them.
Hi, everyone. It's me again, David, and I hope I can win this time.
Ooh. Hi, friends. I'm Pauline. Let's see what happens today.
Okay, so we have Pauline and David who are here to challenge each other. Let's see who's going to win. Well, today's lesson, as you know, is about the three hares, right? And the first question I have is, what was Father Hare's piece of advice to his children? A, build a nest. B, dig a run that is deep and narrow. C, find a deep hole. Or D, all the above. Pauline?
All the above?
Are you sure?
No, but I'm going to say all of the above.
Well, that is correct. Yes, Father Hare did give a good piece of advice, and he did say to build a nest, dig a run that is deep and narrow, and find a deep hole. Question number two. What did the first hare want to build? A, a big hole. B, a run. C, a nest. Or D, a house. Yes, David.
A, a big hole.
A, a big hole. That's not correct.
D, a house.
D, a house. That is correct. Good job. Pauline has 2 points. David, you can do it. Jio, jio, jio. Last question. Who did the hare meet in the meadow? A wolf. B, a fox. C, a dog. Or D, a cat. Yes, Pauline?
Was it a fox?
B, a fox. That is correct.
Oh.
Good job. Right. Well, Pauline, you did have 3 points. So you are the winner for today's SC Challenge. David, next time.
Sure.
Okay, friends, and we'll see you all next time as well.
Okay, so the keywords for today were hare, mm-hmm. warning, twist, and heap. Just for fun, can you give me two in one sentence?
Let's see if we can do this. There was once a little hare who decided to dig a burrow with lots of twists and turns.
That's nice. Hare and twist. Friends, can you do it? Use two or three words in one sentence. Well, friends, we do have more to learn from this story next time, right here on Studio Classroom.
A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.